This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Sitting to My Day, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up, take a bow. All of our Norwegian friends, today's the day. Yeah, there you go. I think we'd better go with Sitting to My celebratory music today on the program in the way of bumper music. Think we got enough Norwegian music we can do that?
I think there's like one Norwegian band, actually. Wasn't it Todd? Probably A-ha is the only Norwegian band I can think of. But I don't know.
Take on me. A-ha.
Yeah, they were Norwegian.
Yeah.
I'll do some Googling.
That was a big song. Well, and we can go with the traditional stuff, too.
Oh, sure.
Don't forget Bjørn Holland. You know, he'd probably have a few we could do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, we're thinking of you. If you got a little Norsk today, you know, it's your day, Norwegian Independence Day. So there you go. We can't forget you. We'll see you at Høstfest. Should be great fun. How you doing? Happy Friday. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550. Open phone time for the first hour. First time callers go to the front of the line. We love first time callers on What's on Your Mind. So much so, we have a MyPillow to give away. So if you're a first-time caller, the first-time caller today, free MyPillow. Any first-time caller, you're going to go to the front of the line today on the program, okay? First-timer Friday, 800-228-0550. Because we hear often from people who say, I listen all the time, I'm not going to call. And I say, why not? I don't know. This is a little carrot, if you will. Little caveat.
I love my pillow.
And one thing I should say, too, is, you know, I mentioned this last Friday, and I spent way too much time on it, but I'll just say it very briefly today, that every once in a while I see a little social media chatter about that particular issue or something, and people who do not agree with yours truly are very fond of saying, yeah, he's a jerk, he cuts people off, he doesn't, you know, I'm a monster if I read about myself on social media sometimes. But from people who don't agree. And I always, and I shouldn't do this, but I always tend to chime in to say, hey, have you called in? Have you, one time I heard, okay, fresh slate. Let's just start fresh. If you've called in ever before and feel like you've not gotten a fair shake, we disagree on something or whatever, Eric today is answering the phones. Daniel's at his sister's wedding out west. And so Eric's manning the phones. You just tell Eric, you know, I want to go on with Scott, but I don't, you know. What should they say, Kevin? What should they, Todd? You guys gonna what could they say? Just, you know.
Let's just have a conversation.
Yeah. I was on last time. I didn't get treated well. Whatever. If that happened to you, go right there. Now, I've told a few people who are whining of the male variety. When I see guys, I say, man up for crying out loud.
And I'll say for the, for the time I've been here, the only thing that keeps you that have, you have to cut anybody out is just because of the clock, and that we don't have any control over that.
But that's
most
not,
of the time you'll say, hold on.
That's not cut off.
You're willing to say, hold on.
This is where we need to define cut off.
Right, exactly.
Now,
you're not cutting anybody off.
Because, you know, for instance, if somebody calls and we're having a discussion, at some point the conversation has to end. And some people, honestly, sort of don't want it to end. But if I'm seeing a full bank of calls and I'm seeing a handful of texts and I'm seeing people wanting to weigh in, I got to keep the show moving. But what I'm saying is, if you call in and you say, I like cats, and I say, well, I hate cats. They make me sneeze. Their hair's all over. I don't like the smell of the kitty litter. Nothing about cats do I like. If I say that,
a hater.
That offends you? Just tell me, well, let me tell you why I like cats. I'll have the conversation with you all day long. But at some point, we've had that conversation. It's time to move on. We go to the next call. That's not cutting you off. Cutting you off is, okay, Scott, I love cats. You're out of here. I'm hanging up on you because you love cats.
Yeah.
That does not happen. It does not happen. The only people we've cut off or hung up on ever is people who swear, honestly. If you swear, you're done. You're blacklisted. You're done. See you later. Goodbye. Okay? That just is how we operate here. Anyway, you got the scoop. We got a big interview. Bill Hemmer of Fox News Channel interviewed Bill Barr, the attorney general. We'll play some clips of that as we go throughout the show. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, but I want to get to the phones because it is Open Phone Friday. And Lisa from Center is a first-time caller. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you? And I'm only going to do a quick call. I just want to tell you happy sitting am I. And a shout-out to my mom's 97th birthday today.
Is that right? What? Tell me your mom's name.
Selma Hedervig, and we're full-blooded Norwegian.
I was going to say, there's a good red-blooded American-Norwegian name.
And a birthday on Sitting of My Day.
You bet.
Yep,
oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
You can't make that up. So, nope. Lisa, I have a MyPillow for you. You can give it to your mom if you want. It's up to you, but we'll get you a MyPillow, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, and I appreciate all you guys do in keeping us informed.
Now, your pillow will have your name on it at the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck. The shipment is coming there. I'm actually the delivery boy, so I'm bringing it there on Tuesday. But any time after Friday, okay? So just for sure it'll be there by Friday. Okay, week from today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Tell your mom happy birthday.
I will. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you. First-time callers, lay it on us, 800-228-0550, or anybody else. And Sherman, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, I just heard that she was looking for some Norwegian bands. This will be quick. I know Kevin's the music man. He probably knows this, possibly. But Golden Earring, the band that does Radar Love and When the Bullet Hits the Bone, they are from Norwegian. This good music.
Is that right?
I just learned that. I had no idea, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Todd probably knew that.
Yep.
Todd's got his
own. You know your music. I listen to you in the mornings on What Do You Need, the morning show, and I like the music you play, and I like to hear you on What Do You Think. So I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Well, it says the Wikipedia says they're a Dutch rock band, but I'm sure they've probably tapped some Norwegians for the bandmates.
I love it. All right, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Todd's actually changing Saturday Night at the Oldies to Saturday Night at the Norskies. And so he'll have a big list of Norwegian music. That
ironically, one of the more successful Norwegian bands of latter day.
Yeah. Yes, we talked about that one earlier. Yeah,
That's the only one. Yeah, it's the only one I can think of.
Do we know any others?
I've got some folk, stuff.
That's just it. They've got.
There we go. Now I'm at Hispest.
Now
play.
You're in
Norway. Boy, you know, I never saw that video on MTV. Oh, wait, they don't play videos anymore. Never mind.
So. All right, let's go to Freeman and Mulbridge. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Freeman.
Yes, I'm just wondering why, when they want Bill Barr to break the law, and if you try to get somebody to commit a felony, you should be arrested. And I wonder why he just doesn't go in there and arrest a whole bunch of them. For trying to get him to commit a felony.
That is
maybe
crazy.
You can ask the gentleman when he comes on, the congressman.
Oh, Senator Cramer, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Should they be arrested?
They don't just arrest him for trying to get him to commit a felony. Because I was talking with our policeman down here, and he said most definitely you could get arrested for trying to get somebody to commit a felony.
Did you see that... I forget what it was this week. It was some kind of, it was the police memorial day that the Attorney General Bill Barr ended up in the tent, the holding tent or whatever, with Nancy Pelosi, the speaker. And he says to her, did you bring your handcuffs?
Oh, I didn't get to see that. I wish I would.
I love it.
Worth $1 million.
Yeah, I don't think they got it on tape, but somebody talked about it. So he's not afraid to have a little fun with it. She said, I didn't, but I can get somebody here to arrest you. So, yeah, she's
they,
a tough
they
one.
They want to arrest him when they're the ones breaking the law. But I want to thank you guys for your being unbiased and doing your public service for all of us.
Well, thank you, Fran. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550 for first-time caller. Let Eric know. You go to the front of the line. If you at any time have felt as though you had been cut off by the show, cut off in the sense that we're going to define cut off as we hang up on you because we don't agree with you. We hang up on you because, you know, we don't want your opinion heard. If you find yourself, if you believe that happened to you, which it must have, because it says it in social media all over the place, from people that are, you know, saying it. So I assume it's true, right? But if you are, this is do-over day. You can just, you know, let Eric know that happened to you. We'll get you on the program as well. Also, in a way of a quick program reminder, don't forget that Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, and we're going to have a grand old time talking about whatever you want to talk about. We have a few questions that have been answered previously, or asked previously, but not answered, that we're going to get you an answer to today as well. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through that abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Call us, 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Apache. You can listen to a little Norwegian pop music. Aha! About the only group we can think of that has got all Norwegian origins. So they're here. We have some folk music coming up too. And if you have a suggestion, text us. Myself at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054, and or Todd at 701-226-8503. High Plains Apache, Mandan, Fargo, south of Fargo at Frontier, and online at highplainsapache.com. The new 2019 models are fabulous. Still some great bargains there. There's some used sprayers. And by the way, the 2019s, the 40 series, a new look, new features, financing, leasing available on the sprayers as well. And the support is there. Just remember that as we get into the growing season, the support is there from High Plains Apache, unlike anywhere else. Because when you spray as much as you do, you got to have the support from folks that know spray application, and they know it. 701-663-2375 or online at highplainsapache.com. All right. Questions, comments on any and all topics today? The open phone free-for-all here. Your first-time caller, you go to the front of the line. Nice little trick today. Or if you have been, quote-unquote, cut off at any time in the past, we want to redo. Come on in and tell us what you need to tell us. Remember, Todd, I instituted a policy some time ago where people could ask me to put on the clock as well. Remember that? Where we'd say, you all you got to do is say, I want 1 minute uninterrupted. We put you on the clock, you get your say. We say nothing. We give you a minute. And then we might have a little dialogue or whatever, but as long as you stay within the lines of decency, that's, you know, we're fine with that, too.
Here's another caveat. Don't call with, like, 2 minutes left in the show, because that's the other thing that happens. You get the phones get full, like, right at the end of the show. Well, of course we're not going to get everybody on. It's almost over.
You know, Kev said that, too, earlier. The clock sometimes, you know, is, we have set times, you know, we break at the same times every time. So if you feel like you have a little something to say that you don't want to get rushed, then get in the beginning of the segment. I just want to remove all excuses because, honestly, I love conversing with people, whether they agree or disagree. And what these people that are carping about being cut off or that we're jerks or whatever, the facts don't bear that out because the rest of the audience wouldn't be around here to hear us being jerks, number one. Number two, we actually like talking to people who disagree. I mean, it spices things up a little bit.
Exactly. So Rush will tell you that straight out. He'd rather talk to somebody he disagrees with. It makes for a more engaging show.
More of the people we talk with, we agree with, but, you know, there are some that we don't. That's enjoyable. It's part of the fun. So just removing all the excuses here, okay? 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian in Fargo, what's on your mind? First time caller, Brian. Thank you. Welcome to the party.
Hi. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having me on today, and I appreciate you guys, everything that you guys do, you know, keeping us informed. I guess so what's on my mind today is I've, you know, with all the, talk with Bill Barr coming on recently, I've questioned whether people paid attention at all to, you know, U.S. Attorney, I think it was John Huber from Utah. That's been, you know, I think he's appointed by Sessions, I believe, to investigate, you know, the FBI. And some of their misconduct, and I just question, you know, I don't know if you guys have paid much attention to what he's been doing and his reports that are coming out lately.
Yeah, we don't know, obviously, a lot, but just the fact that it is him, and we did talk about this a little bit. I think his last name is it Dunbar? And he is investigated the you know, some CIA things in the past, and he's sharp. He's aggressive, and Durham, that's his name, Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M,
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And he is, we have a couple of conflicting reports on this. One says he's been working on his review for weeks, probing all intelligence collection activities related to the Trump campaign during the election. There was something last week that Chris Berg and I talked about that led us to believe that this actually started last year. And that's where you said it started under Sessions. So I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but the amazing thing about Bill Barr's situation is that, well, listen to this. This is Bill Barr talking to Bill Hemmer today. See what the most surprises you about this, Brian. Listen to this.
Sure.
Why is it this playing?
Doesn't sound like much to me so far.
What am I doing wrong? Here we go. I'm pushing on the little arrow there. And it doesn't want to go.
Well, this is great radio here.
Yeah, no, I'll summarize it for you. So Bill Barr comes in, as Attorney General. He's Joe Q Citizen at this point, Brian, okay? And he assumes, having been at the DOJ before and the Attorney General before, that there is, you know, some easy answers to the questions that everybody sort of has. Hey, what happened? Was there government, you know, influence and, you know, activities illegal within the campaign, whatever? None of it had been investigated. None of it had been investigated. So, you know, he's basically saying, look, we just need to find out, did government officials put their hand on the scale? So we've got people on the job doing that right now. He also said, and I thought this was interesting, that there was an ad hoc small group of leadership that was running all these things and deciding what to do, what not to do, and, you know, all of the stuff, pre-Mueller and everything else. None of the normal process was used. And you had an ad hoc group. Small group of leaders within the FBI and Justice Department making those decisions. And guess what? Most of them are gone now. Most of them are gone. Here's a little bit of Barr.
Well, the first step is find out exactly what happened. And we're trying to get our arms around that, getting all the relevant information from the various agencies and starting to talk to some of the people that have information.
So they're on the job. They're on the job.
Yeah.
That's... But
well,
I'm with you.
You.
Know,
so
I don't think enough people paid attention to it, Brian.
And I think that Durham's going to pick up on. I think Huber. You know, he was appointed back in April of last year, I believe, and you know specifically to look into you know the FBI's behavior during the 2016 campaign. And I think he's going to be a big name that's kind of flown under the radar. And I think Durham's really going to help bring out a lot of what's been out there, but sometimes like what Bill Barr is putting out there right now, you know, you almost can't give away the playbook. It just makes you wonder if everything's already been done and they're finally just slow walking it to the public at this time.
I like our chances under Bill Barr. I really do. I think this is going to be fascinating to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think this is why the Democrats have been, over the top, jumping the shark at every turn on all of these things, because they knew if it got to this point, it's going to be ugly, and the ugly is coming. So it's going to be great. Brian, appreciate your call so much. Thank you. Bill in Jamestown, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Yes, I have got a good question for you. We, as voters, sit back, and I am neither a Republican or a Republican. I'm an independent. And we are spending hundreds of millions of dollars investigating Donald Trump, and now the investigation is done. Now they're investigating the investigation for another few hundred thousand or a few hundred million dollars. And why are we wasting our money on this when they have not been able to pin one thing on him? And I think Donald Trump's been doing a pretty darn good job overall. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And I think it's time for us to wake up, open our eyes, and realize who's doing what to who and who's doing what for us.
Pretty good advice there, Bill, and well said. Lots of wisdom. Appreciate that. Let's see if others agree with you. 701-258-0550. Sitting to my day.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new restrictive abortion law. The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
It's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that in my
my experience is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law. President Trump tweeting this morning that those in the U.S. illegally should not be too comfortable, saying that the Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers at the southern border. His tweets coming a day after he outlined a new immigration reform plan that Democrats call dead on arrival. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Tim.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Tim.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Well, whoever put out on social media that you've cut people off obviously has to be young, because they sure as hell don't remember Eddie Schultz. He's passed now, but he was always right, because he would hang up the phone and have the last word. Take care. Good luck.
Yeah, the show is the best if we all start disagreeing with you. And whenever other audience members disagree with the other audience members and stuff, it's actually more fun to listen then. So, yeah, keep it up, guys. But, yeah, I get more people to disagree with you, and I like that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Linnea Nystrom is from Norway, although the rest of Aqua is from Denmark, so.
Alright, can we have a little, traditional, Norwegian music too? And somebody suggested Roxette. Roxette sounds Swedish to me, but somebody said Roxette is, that'd be more on the pop side, so. We'll find some more stuff.
They are Swedish.
Roxette. They are, okay, yeah, I thought they were.
You heard the story on how they got popular here.
I did not.
Born exchange student at the University of Minnesota brought a cassette to Brian Phillips and KDWB in the Twin Cities, and he liked it, and he played it, and then all of a sudden everybody was playing it.
It's a Minnesota connection. I love it.
So probably the last band to catch on thanks to a cassette.
Oh, my. Unbelievable. I love it. Let's tell you a little bit about our friends at Pfeiffer's. Pfeiffer's.com. is a great resource to find out where they'll be next. You can call them for their catalog, too, at 877-700. I'm assuming you're writing this down, so I'm saying it nice and slow for you. 877-700-4099. Or view all the auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. All right? And the list is under land auctions, real estate, land management. They do, too, by the way. Equipment auctions, a lot of those are going on. In fact, next month, Tuesday the 18th, Brown Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Millerton. Saturday the 22nd of June, Hobby Farm Equipment and Tools in Clay County, Minnesota. Mark July 18th on your calendar. That's a Thursday, the Auction Center of North America in Steele. Summer 2019 Machinery Auction. And then the Western Dakota Ag and Construction Equipment Auction back in Bowman on Friday, September 20th. So those are a few for your calendar. Check them all out. 877-700-4099 on What's on Your Mind Today. Call us at 258-0550. That's the number. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall would encourage you to get those questions or comments in for him now by text at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503. Okay? Those are the numbers to call. First-time callers get a little extra special treatment today. You go to the front of the line. You're a first-time caller, right to the front of the line. Can't wait to chat with you. So dial us up, 800-228-0550, or locally at 258-0550. Also, if you have in any way had a bad experience in the past, as a caller to this program, we are offering a redo today. Call in. Let's have a conversation. People who disagree, encouraged to call. Phil, traveling I-29, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you saw the story, but the government plans to keep transporting illegal aliens, you know, and put them in different parts of the country. And my whole idea about this is it will expose the hypocrisy of the left, because if they decided to dump a whole bunch of illegal aliens in Antler or Elise, Fargo Forum and the Bismarck Tribune would be all in favor. They'd be jumping up and down and writing wonderful articles about what a great idea this is. It's not a great idea. You know, we got to put people somewhere, but the crap that we're going to get from the media on this is beyond measure. And that's what I have to say. I'd like to hear your opinion. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Phil, a couple things. One, they are, I understand, processing some of these claims now with border agents from the north taking these conversations or hearings or whatever you call them by Skype. So they're trying as much as possible to avoid actually moving the individuals. But obviously there's been such a flux, they have to do something. I don't think they're going to be bringing them, you know, when you say, you know, what they're doing is finding space for them to be held. Otherwise they let them go after 20 days and then come back. So when they run out of space, that's a problem. So I hear you 100% on how that would be received by the media. I actually think even if it were in Fargo, not so much Antler or, you know, wherever, I do. I think they'd say, hey, this is swell. This is great. But that's, you know, coming from a perspective of a very liberal mindset on most of the editorial positions of the papers. Not a common sense one, which I thought the president yesterday laid out a great plan. It's not going to happen overnight because Democrats won't vote for it, but the idea that we turn this on its head and say, let's do this merit-based, not just because a country has a certain quota or whatever, couldn't agree anymore. Ryan, what town are you from, Ryan?
Podunk, North Dakota.
You're from Podunk. Okay, it said Dodunk on my screen here, and I wasn't familiar with Dodunk, North Dakota, but I'm not familiar with Podunk either. We don't have a Podunk, do we?
No, it's the middle of Williams County.
There you go.
Williams County.
There you go. Well, there's not much Podunk there. There's a lot going on.
I suppose. Ranching and farming and oil producing.
Exactly.
But I'm calling. I don't know if anybody is aware of this. I don't remember exactly what I was looking for in the Century Code, but are you aware that we have term limits for our United States senators and representatives?
I'm not. No, you're saying that's in the North Dakota Century Code?
Yeah, it's section 16.1-01-13 and .1. And then there's a statement of intent following that. And basically it says that a person is ineligible to have their name placed on the ballot if by the start of the term for which the election is being held, that person will have served as a senator or representative or in any combination of those offices for at least 12 years. However, if that person is still otherwise eligible to hold the office, the disqualification imposed by this section expires after 2 years.
Is that right? Well, I would imagine that the federal statute must supersede the state one, huh?
Well, I don't know. Does the federal federal law require that there is no term limits?
Well, there are not term limits federally. I have to assume that if that's it's in the Century Code and it's not enforced, hasn't been enforced, then there must be some reason for that, and that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be something to look into. I know I would hate to lose both John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer for 2 years, but if that's what the law says and there's no reason not to enforce it, be better that we take care of it before too long, so that the Democrats don't pull it right before the election. We're scrambling to find a representative or a senator.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I got to think people know it's there. It's just not enforceable, but I we'll find out. So that's a fun little tidbit for a Friday, Ryan.
Yeah, so thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, and enjoy the weekend in Podunk. Ron, who is headed to Granite Falls. I don't know how many people in the audience know where Granite Falls is, but I do because I've been there, even lived there for a time. So, Ron, what's on your mind, and why are you going to Granite Falls?
Good morning, Scott. I'm going to get a load of crushed rock to take back to the Spring Prairie Hood Rod Colony. That's who I work for.
Very nice. Very nice. You're making a living.
Yeah. You got to do something, right?
There you go. Exactly right.
Colin, I was listening to Mark Levin last night, and I don't know, did you hear this tidbit about Dianne Feinstein?
Which tidbit?
Was doing yesterday?
No. What was that?
Dianne Feinstein was on an unsecured iPhone walking around the Capitol yesterday. Mark talked about this at length last night, and she was talking to the head of Iran, the president. He doesn't pronounce the name, so he called them Yabba Dabba Doo. That's what Mark does. And he refers to Dianne Feinstein as Dianne Frankenfeinstein.
Yeah, he's
he is
a character. There's no doubt about that.
He said that the security there, whatever, they were listening to the entire conversation she had, and he said that's just unacceptable what she was doing. You can't do that.
Wow. Yeah, Senator Kramer will be here next hour. I'll ask him about that. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, she has no business, he said, doing what she was doing, whatever position she holds with the Democrats on the some committee she's on, walking around on an unsecured phone talking to the head of Iran.
Yeah, there's
the head guy, the president.
The two words from the previous caller come to mind when I think of Dianne Feinstein. That would be term limits. You know, it's almost... sad to see her, you know, she's not at the top of her game. I'll just say that. And, you know, you wonder, wouldn't somebody like that? I mean, last time I saw her, I was actually watching her from the Senate gallery. I forget why I was there, but I it might have been the swearing in of Kevin Cramer, that event. So I'm watching, you know, the senators come and go, and she's having a very hard time moving around. And, when you do see your committee meetings, she's she's still pretty sharp. But I'm thinking, wouldn't somebody at that age want to relish every moment with their family? Wouldn't that be
you
what
would
they
certainly think so?
Yeah. I mean, what is the deal that, and by the way, Republicans, I could point to the same thing with, Lamar Alexander and a few others, you know, let it go. Power is not everything. Being a U.S. senator isn't going to get you to, you know, any special place in heaven. You know, I mean, just,
no, it's not.
Remember what is the most important. It's kind of sad, really. I don't know if she just... Yeah, exactly. My gosh. Anyway, we'll ask the senator about it for you, Ron, okay?
All right. One other note for you. My wife's mom's maiden name, let's see if this rings a bell to you, is Weefald.
Your wife's mom's maiden name is Weefald, so that would be like as in Bob Weefald from...
Exactly, yeah. Through marriage, I guess I'm not related to him, but I've met him on several occasions.
He's a character.
He is a character, and I spent 5 years in the Bakken working for Kathy Nesset, too. I know you know her.
There might not be a better, finer individual on the face of the earth than Kathy Nesset. She's a wonderful woman.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. She is an exceptional person. Amazing. Amazing woman.
I mean, just super talented, very nice. And, of course, like me, thinks a lot of the great community of Tioga, North Dakota, where we have KTGO and where I've spent some time amongst the business community there. So I she's the best. She really is. Great, great lady and smart. I call her the godmother of the Bakken because she just knows so much about the Bakken and everything else and has schooled up a lot of us. Ron, thanks. Great to hear from you. Bob, a first-time caller from Wolford, will join us next.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringnb.com.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard. I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I bet you want to know who this is.
All I know is that Carol Juven, who is listening, no doubt, at Juven Tours and Travel right now, as he always does, has just turned up the radio and is dancing around his desk with his lovely wife, Barbara. Right now, it's happening. I know it is. Sitting to my day.
That would be John Falkstad.
Okay.
And Minnesota Valse.
Very nice.
Minnesota Valse.
Very nice.
I think that's how you say it.
It's sitting to my day. We're celebrating here on What's on Your Mind. You don't get that from every other radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? 800-228-0550 to weigh in on the program. And we'll keep it going through the entire show. I bet they're having a blast at Sons of Norway. I have to go down there for some waffles today at lunch at the Sons of Norway. Good spot. My Pillow, by the way, is one of our fine sponsors here on the program. Every single day, darn near, I hear from somebody who is a satisfied customer of My Pillow. That's no kidding. And right now, if you have waited and thought you'd, you know, just kind of see, you're going to decide, should I, shouldn't I? Today is the day to get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. It's only $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. Check it out. These are great graduation gifts, birthday gifts, wedding gifts. Fantastic. Perfect. Can't beat them. Get to the phones we go. Bob and Wolford, you're on What's On Your Mind. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Fine. Thank you. I just want you to give a shout-out to Wolford Public School. They're closing after today. Today's their last day of school ever.
Cal, darn it. I hate that. You know, so many memories, and I know it has to happen. I know we can't have what we've had, forever, right? I mean, things change and times
right,
change.
Right.
And you have places where schools are, you know, Watford City was, you know, tiny, now it's come back, grown. So it just is an ebb and flow. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of memories there, but absolutely. And is there any kind of ceremony or anything, Bob?
No, not that I know of, no.
And where are the kids going to go? Are they going to rugby or where they go next?
Yeah, rugby and roulette, and maybe few and can do.
Sure. You don't sound happy about it, Bob.
No, my wife teaches there.
Oh, my goodness. What's she going to do?
Don't know yet. Looking for a job.
Well, to all of those teachers, to all of those students that have gone before, and to everybody in the community, you know, it's not fun. Totally get it, but it's also better to just cherish all those good memories and smile
right.
because it happened, not cry because it's over, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of, I can imagine the characters that have been, you know, the character that's been infused in those kids and the values and the education is pretty cool. Yeah. So glad you called, Bob. Thank you for that so much.
Don't remember, Marie, your helper, went to school there too.
That's right, Marie Beckerleg from our front office. Yeah,
right,
that's right.
Right.
I did know that because I've been to the Hawk Museum a few times. We're going to be there on Flag Day, June 14th, as well again this year for the all the fun.
Yeah.
The antique machinery.
Yeah,
and
I met you there last time.
Well, I'm glad you said hi, Bob. Thank you very much, and thanks for calling.
I will definitely say hi again. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Please do. Dennis in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes. I thoroughly enjoy your program. Last summer, you have that West Fargo at the Big Iron, and I got a cap from you, and I was saving it for Flag Day, but I brought it out last week after there was no collusion with Trump. Well, we knew there wasn't, but I started wearing it. I would encourage everybody to wear their hat proudly.
Well, good for you. That was a good way to celebrate. Bring out that flag hat and say, yeah, baby, here we go. The collusion delusion is over, right?
Finally, yeah.
Well,
now we can start cleaning up the big mess.
No collusion, no obstruction. The witch hunt is over. Ding dong. Yes, they've melted. It's exactly right. Well, I hope you also wear that flag on Flag Day, Dennis, and I'm glad you got one at Big Iron. We had a lot of fun out there. Looking forward to this year as well, so it should be a grand time.
Sure.
We'll be back at the Butler booth, okay?
Okay, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to talk to you. Kathy in Dickinson, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Kathy?
Yes, talking about immigration. We recently visited Ellis Island, and I got an interest in Ellis Island now, so I picked up a book called American Passage, The History of Ellis Island. And it talks about Ellis Island from the late 1800s till it closed in 1954. And it's amazing how many parallels from 100 years ago to today. All you have to do is change a few words here and there, and it's pretty much the same song and dance. All the politics behind it. Theodore Roosevelt is mentioned in this book a number of times, having been a part of the history. Even Senator Langer, when he was in office, during the enemy aliens and so forth, he played a part in that. And Fort Lincoln played a part in enemy aliens during the time that people were being rounded up and during World War One and Two and so forth. So
you know, they say there's nothing new under the sun. I guess you just proved it.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the name of the book again, Kathy?
It's called American Passage, The History of Ellis Island. The author is Vincent J. Canato, C-A-N-N-A-T-O. I think if he is still around, he'd be an interesting guest on your show someday.
Great idea. Great idea. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it, Kathy. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.